Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back, and you are listening to The Real Side of DC Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, do something more. I know, you're tired of hearing it, but too bad. Do something more than nothing. I mean that sincerely. And again, if you're involved, right, you have a clue. You'll get the information you need, and you'll have a clue, and I think that's wonderful. Anyway, like I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, do me a favor. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But sign up for the newsletter. Do me a favor. Sign up for the newsletter. If you hate it, you don't like it, you don't want any part of it again, it's fine. I don't mind. But at least take some. So we can have a clue, you know, you can have a clue as to what's going on with the show. Who's going to be on? What we're going to be discussing? You know, if you missed the last hour, you got to go back and get it. Last segment, hour, whatever. And I say that because, you know, we get in these conversations. I don't always get to finish them. And for my Christian brothers and sisters, or even you religious people who believe in God, right? You want to make a difference. You believe in God. You'd like to see us go back to some of the godly principles. It is a big deal, and I get it. More than you know, I get it. And we are so far away from it. This is scary. We are so far away from it now. That we're going to have to fight to get back to it. We're going to have to fight to get back to basic godly principles. And there is nothing, and again, even if you don't believe, tell me what's wrong with the Ten Commandments. Tell me what's wrong with the basics. Right? Love your neighbor. Take care of widows and orphans. And God wasn't telling us to take care of everybody with a heartbeat, by the way. There's actually scripture that says if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat. It really is that simple. I know it's hard to believe, but it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. And it's funny how, you know, let me get back to that story again, because I think you guys really appreciate it. And Nadler, my God, talk about a man who keeps stepping all over himself on a regular basis. That the Republican representative from Florida, Greg Staub, he triggered a bunch of the soulless, godless Democrats. Actually, God-hating. Remember, and I say this because remember something. Remember the large group of Democrats that want to remove God from their platform. I mean, astounded a lot of Dems, but they actually booed when it got voted in. They had to vote in God. Think about that for a second. So Gene, or Representative Gene Staub, he pointed out to the Democrats that God makes people uniquely male and female. It's in the Bible. It's true. right? When men and women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they're making a statement that God didn't know what he was doing when he created them. Now, Staub accused Democrats of trying to define what it means to be male or female. The gender confusion that exists in our culture today is a clear rejection of God's good design. Whenever a nation's laws no longer reflect standards of God, that nation is in rebellion against him and will inevitably bear the consequences. I agree with that. When we get out of God's grace and mercy, when we're not doing things his way or the way he'd prefer us to do them, what does that mean? Why should he protect us? Why would he protect us? We are seeing, look, again, even if you're not a devout believer in Christians or God or what have you, what's wrong with the morality? Right? What is wrong with the basic moral values? Having one wife, bringing up your kids in the right way, not stealing from your neighbor, not going after your neighbor's wife. I mean, what is so terrible about those things? It's like Christmas. I do not understand why Democrats are so afraid of Christmas. Is it the peace on earth or goodwill towards men that bothers them or scares them? I don't know. It's almost like every good thing causes them pain and discomfort. I've always said it, and it's the truth. Not professed females or males, but when two cisgen males come together and make a baby, I'll burn my Bible right here on the set. And the same thing with two cisgen women come together and make a baby, same thing. As they went back and forth, Jerry Nadler, nice little Jewish boy, stands up. What any religious tradition describes as God's will is no concern of this Congress. You know, when we come back from the break, I may just go ahead and read some of the ideas that our founding fathers had when it came to God, country, and where he wanted us to be. Yes, you heard me. Where he wanted us to be. Democrat Catherine Clark in Massachusetts hit out any member of Congress who described transgender people as something less than. Look, nobody. Here's the funny thing about it. Christians, people on the right, conservatives, we don't say to hate on transgenders. We don't say they're not deserving of respect or that they're illegitimate people. It's gender dysphoria. It's called out as a medical condition. And I'm sorry, so in this case, do we not follow science? So I'm seeing your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE
for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is the Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me pick up the phone. Philip from Massachusetts, my home state. I almost hate to admit that. Philip, thanks for calling.
Always a pleasure. First time call. I've been listening since like mid-September. I used to periodically catch you, but my life was kind of erratic for a long time. You know, two things. Earlier, I think two calls back, one of your friends you were talking to. You know, when I pray for God, when I pray in the morning or during the day and I'm struggling, I'm looking for guidance, I ask God not just for his help. I ask that I can see like a guideline. I'm a former commercial fisherman, so a lighthouse means a lot to me. Look for the signs, and then I've got to do some legwork. It's just not going to come to me.
Right.
Now, in regard to our forefathers, our founding forefathers, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, most of it was spent and based on Christianity.
Yep.
They also had the foresight, so many things we deal with now, they understood. And in the Bill of Rights, it's called the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Opportunity or the Bill of Entitlement.
Amen.
You got to work for it.
Yep. No, Philip, you're right on. You know, this is what I love about your listeners. You guys get it. It's we have the opportunity. We have the right to pursue. We have to get off the couch. And even God, you know, when you're asking him for a better job, he doesn't poke some guy in the head to call you on the phone and say, hey, I got a better job for you. You got to go out and put your applications in. That's what I used to tell my kids. You pray over your applications. You go out. You ask God to open up the doors for you. And you go do your thing. And we don't want to do that. We have made government our sufficiency. God is no longer our sufficiency for many in this country. Do you agree, Philip?
Yeah, I grew up, my dad was Protestant. My mother was Catholic. My father was Bishop Fishman. He was gone a long time. So he, like, kind of stood back and let mom kind of take the lead. And when I was, like, my mid-teens, I chose to pursue a Baptist church and the King James Bible. They kind of disagreed, but they never, like, held me from it. I believe in spirituality and Christianity. Religion as a whole, or religious beliefs, that's what it means. It's someone's beliefs. God wants us. We don't always have to agree, but he doesn't want us to hurt each other.
No, that's true. I give you that one. Hey, Philip, God bless, really. And I'm glad that your life is getting a little better here, and thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
You know, and I meant that. I mean, a lot of you guys will write me emails, send me notes, and I they're uplifting. I appreciate it. I even appreciate the ones where you don't agree with me, but you're respectful. I really do. I think that's the way we should be. We should have open dialogue. And I'm okay with that. I have some, for lack of a better term, guys, devout listeners that are devout atheists. And they'll write me notes. I have respect for them as well. You know, atheism, whether you guys want to agree with me or not, it is a belief system. You have a certain belief that, for lack of a better term, God doesn't exist. Okay? And it's okay. We have that right in this country to do that. Matter of fact, even as a Christian, I believe you have that right to believe in God or not believe in God. Or multiple gods or whatever. That's up to you. You have to work that out. I can't force it down your throat. Any more than you, government can force me not to believe in God. So, for those of you who want to keep telling me that our founding fathers wanted nothing, and even forget the listeners, you congressional people, and I know you don't listen to the show, but, I mean, think about it. Thomas Jefferson. God, this is my favorite guy. I got to tell you something. This is a guy they give credit to saying there has to be a separation of church and state. He wasn't for that. That was not, his whole thing was that the government would never force a religion on you. So, if he truly believed, and some of you heard me say this a million times, and some of the new listeners have never heard this before. He is, other than Joe Biden, he is our first case of open Alzheimer's that we ever saw. Because if Thomas Jefferson really believed that we had to have a solid separation, a solid wall between government and religion, then he had no clues of what that meant, or he forgot about it. Because he was the first president. He held church services every Sunday in a federal building. Let that sink in. The Word of God was being preached in a federal building. And then you can't have hymns without music. So the military band played the music for the hymns. Again, I say to you, there's a problem there. And if you don't look at these guys, you look them up. Do some of your own work, people. Find out how many of them signed on a lot of them were governors, so they signed on to a state day of prayer, if you would, giving thanks to the Almighty for the providence that he gave us. I mean, listen to what these guys said and what they wrote. Jefferson said, the God, not the gods, not this holy rock sitting next to me, the God who gave us life gave us liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be secure when we have removed the conviction that these liberties are the gift of God? I mean, hello? When you think, George Washington, it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. Now, it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge that there is no God. That's not what he said. But Washington goes on to say, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits. So we should be bowing to his will. We should be grateful for the things he's bestowed upon us, this beautiful country, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. How do you get his protection and favor when you constantly spit in his face? John Quincy Adams, you know, another, you guys hear me talk about, you know, growing up in the north end of Boston and sneaking into the Old North Church and on Old Ironsides and that kind of stuff. Well, guess what? I also snuck into John Quincy Adams' house as well. I'm sorry, but they were fun things to do. I thought it was cool. The highest glory of an American Revolution was this. It connected in one indissoluble bond the principles of civil government with the principles of Christianity. From guys that didn't want anything to do with God, remember? That's what we were told. John Adams himself said, our Constitution... See, this is why we're screwed, people. Our Constitution was made only for a moral, religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Wow. A moral and religious people. Well, I guess we have to define what morality is, don't we? Because that's what you'll get from the academia, right? What's morality? I don't know. What's morality? You know where my moral values come from? The Bible. Otherwise, I get to make them up as I go, right? I mean, seriously, think about it. If everybody has their own moral values and they get to decide what their moral values are for their family, then you've got what? 8 billion different sets of moral values on the planet? Now, again, you don't have to live by my moral values. I get that. You don't have to live by God's moral values. It doesn't work unless you do. So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We're going to check in with Red State on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden has ordered an airstrike in Syria along the border with Iraq, targeting infrastructure that's utilized by Iranian-backed militant groups. The Pentagon said the U.S. military airstrike in eastern Syria was in retaliation for the deadly rocket attack in Iraq last week that killed a coalition contractor and wounded several Americans. The strike targeted buildings used by the Iranian-backed militias that in the past have targeted American facilities in Iraq. There's been another new variant detected of the coronavirus in New York City. Pfizer and Moderna are already modifying vaccines to target the South African variant, and both companies are also testing a third booster shot of the original formula to see if it will offer more protection against the virus and its variants. This is USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back. Listen to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, you know, CPAC this year, I did not, obviously, you can see, I did not attend. I have a lot of reasons for it. I am not, I've been going, I don't know, 12 years, 13, 14 years. I've been invited back every year. I was invited back this year, and I declined for several reasons. One of them is one of the reasons they moved it to Florida was so that you wouldn't have to wear masks in the hotel and what have you. Now, you're there, you're meeting up with old friends, and you're, you know, re-sparking, you know, friendships from years gone by and that kind of stuff, but you won't be able to see each other. That's number one. Number two, I don't know what kind of stipulations they're going to put on dining rooms and dinners and stuff like that. And then you got to wear a mask on the plane. Like, I'm in the airport, so I'm going, what, 8 hours by the time I get done there? 8 hours back? I'm not going to do it. Not interested. There are some people that went, younger people that went, could handle it, and I'm just not swift enough. And frankly, we'll talk about it more in the next segment, I'm just not excited about being with a bunch of pseudo-conservatives at times. And you know what I mean. You know some of the people that go there. Anyway, so I asked Jennifer Van Laar with Red State to come on, report on what was going on there, get with their buddies. They got a whole team back there that we could get with. So, Jennifer, I really would love to hear what you got to say about what's going on.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having us on today. So I've got with me my crew of Red State contributors. I've got Jennifer O'Connell, Brad Slager, Brandon Morse, and somewhere around here, Scott Hounsell. He might or might not make an appearance. So we've been out and about at CPAC today, and I can tell you that from what I saw, people were very much talking about President Trump still. A lot of people very upset still about the election results, but even more so about the lack of investigation into those results, and worried that it's going to happen again in 2022, 2024, if we don't have better laws passed. There's not been a whole lot going on today because people were still setting up, but so it was a great day to walk around, just kind of get the temperature of people as they're getting checked in and checking everything out. So I spent some time on broadcast row with all of these folks. And so first I'm going to ask Jennifer O'Connell to share kind of what she was hearing, what she saw, what she expects from this weekend. And here we go.
Hi there. I think that people are excited. Well, as much as they are upset about the election, they are excited about hearing from Donald Trump for sure. Sunday is probably going to be a huge packed house, even with people who don't attend the rest of the conference, because, you know, this new administration, this new regime is showing us why we miss Donald Trump and exactly really what Donald Trump did for America. So a lot of people are very, very, very excited to have him there. But they're also excited for the new Republican superstars, the ones that are going to carry on the MAGA agenda of fighting for the Constitution, fighting for America. Ron DeSantis, even though he's only doing opening remarks, I think they're very excited to just hear from him and soak up his presence and what he has to say. Kristi Noem, another conservative rock star and Republican rock star that is just rising quickly. Her trajectory is great. And even if she doesn't choose to run in 2024, and she said she's not, we will see her in higher office at some point in life. And Josh Hawley as well, who for me is a great surprise, because I kind of, marginal on Hawley. But he has shown himself to be a conservative stalwart. He's taken some stands that have been controversial. He hasn't backed down, thankfully, from, you know, standing for the Electoral College contestation. And so people want to hear from him, too, want to hear what's happening. Those are the buzz points that I'm interested in covering and that I know other people are interested in hearing about.
Yeah, I think with Josh Hawley, I think a lot of what happened was once the cancel culture really went for Josh Hawley, that he just dug in. I think that for all of us, those are times, and as a writer and as an activist, I face that kind of thing myself. And those are the times where you either fold and decide this is too much, or you just say, screw them.
Yeah.
I stand for what I stand for, and you're not going to take this from me.
Definitely. You have to draw a line in the sand. And the fact that he did draw a line in the sand and say, this is what I stand for, this is who I am, I'm not going to buckle or back down, that's where the respect came in, because generally what's happened in the Republican Party is as soon as they get the cancel culture or, you know, someone barking at them, they immediately push back or equivocate. And we are so, so tired of that. And so, yeah, Josh got elevated because he basically, he showed his mettle.
Right.
And it's in these moments like this when it proves who you are, whether you are standing or whether you're going to fall.
Yeah, and just like with Ted Cruz, a lot of people said the only thing that he did wrong last week was apologize to the people, because that's when they smell blood in the water. Once you apologize once, they're going to come after everything that you say, and he'll be speaking too. So with that, our resident Texan, Brandon Morse, we're going to hear what he's looking out for here.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've had conversations with a few different people, and they're all talking about the same thing. What are we moving forward with in terms of growing the movement, in terms of what's next for conservatism or libertarianism? And they're not really looking at a new politician. They're not really looking at, you know, policies. What they're looking at is culture. And I can't be happier about that, because it's something that I've been preaching for a long time, probably since day one that I joined the movement years and years ago. They're trying to find out what it is exactly we need to do to secure young people and get them in. Because, you know, as time goes on, we're not attracting anyone new. You know, it's the young people who need to carry things on. And so we're slowly evolving in our thought process about, you know, we're not here to fight the media anymore. We're here to become the media. We need to get in on the ground floor of things. We need to start getting more involved in Hollywood. And it's funny that I've had, when it comes down to who I'm talking to, whether it's on Radio Row, you know, hosts, or if it's just people standing by, they're all kind of on the same page with that, and I'm really happy to see that. I think that as we go forward, we're going to really start putting some more investment of ourselves into the arts, you know, whether it's, you know, movies or even video games. And it's really exciting, because now it means that we're actually going to get some art that maybe matters You know, it's not the same cookie cutter stuff that has been forced down our throats now for years.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually going to start branching out, and I'm really pleased with that. I really think it's going to make us way more powerful.
Thank you. Totally. Because a lot of the conservative, air quote, conservative entertainment has had certain patterns. And so, and it wasn't necessarily just what was going to entertain people at all. It was almost what we don't like about the left.
Right.
We were doing on the right. And so, Brad, you're kind of our entertainment dude, Brad Slager. So, riffing off that, thoughts on this weekend?
That's a perfect explanation because we spoke at lunch today, Brandon and myself and Kira, about this very thing. And one of the aspects that really struck me so far about CPAC is you look around, you don't see a sea of red MAGA hats. You don't see the herds of the guys in Brooks Brothers blue suits and red ties like they always have here. You don't see that fervency going on, so the undercurrent is these more serious conversations of political movement. And we were talking today about that very cultural aspect of it, of coming up with conservative-based culture but not centered on conservatism. It's produced by that. So it becomes a secondary feature to the actual product. I spoke this afternoon to the writer, director, producer of the new movie Roe vs. Wade is debuting tomorrow night here at CPAC. What he went through to produce this film is amazing. He spent over 4 years because everybody's fighting him on it. Hollywood, of course, was against it. They wouldn't help him. But not only that, I asked them if they fought back against this kind of product. And he said, hell yeah, they did. The agencies were telling actors not to take the roles and such. They were actively working against this movie. And he still got it made, which is amazing itself. And it's all based on fact. He said he's even putting out secondary content information to back up the dramatic, cinematic presentation he's getting. Yeah, it's going to be a motion picture, not a documentary, but it's rooted in what actually happened. And he said he's seeing people turn. He's seen people on the cast that used to be pro-choice that have turned pro-life just by performing in this film. And that's the way you do it. Instead of hammering people, you just present the facts as is. And that's a perfect pathway for conservatism to work in the culture. That's the way it should. Instead of being a conservative product, you do a good product that's made by conservatives.
Exactly. And that's been kind of what I've said for a long time about how we need to go about with.
Well, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RADIO. 855-732-5563. You know, I always say this, get engaged, get involved, do something, head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you read some of the stories. Always cool if you read some of the stories. And then, you know, I've been telling you about the lawsuit that we have or that Katie Hill has against us. And the sad part about this is there's no truth to it whatsoever. She knows it. Her team knows it. And you guys know it because you know me. I would hope you know it. So the upside is I got nothing to worry about because I didn't do anything wrong. The downside is you got to protect yourself. You got to defend yourself. You have no choice in the matter, and that is not cheap. Okay, we're looking probably at about $50,000 to do this. The insurance companies don't cover it. So again, I'm not going to beg. I'm just going to tell you I need help. And if you're willing to help, if you don't know much about the story and you're intrigued and you want to know about the story, then head over to therealside.com/helpjoe, therealside.com/helpjoe. You can throw a few bucks at it. I don't care. $5, $10, $50. Enough of you. If half the people on my email list, would throw $2 at this, we'd have it covered. That's how simple it is. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. I didn't come here to beg for dollars. I came here to inform you guys. Now, look, you just heard from Red State, the Red State team. Jennifer Vindlar heads up that team that's down at CPAC right now, CPAC 2021. And, you know, interesting because their entertainment reporter was there, their political reporter was there, all of them were there, or are there, I should say. And one of the things that one of them reported on that they noticed was there wasn't a sea of red hats there. Well, two things going on. Today is the first day. People are just getting settled into getting in there, signing up. Mostly a lot of media there today, setting up their booths, setting up the ability to be. I didn't go. I already told you why for a lot of reasons this year. So when you look at this and you don't see the sea of red hats, I'm not that concerned about it yet. All right? But the comments that we can get down to real substance. I think we had real substance under Trump. I think a lot of the young people, now you guys know when I go to CPAC every year, I report back from there, or I do the show from there. And a lot of those young kids were caught up in the emotion of a moment, being part of something bigger than them, part of things that they never thought. I used to joke with Tammy when I came back, because I'd have pictures of all the things going on there. And we all did it, so I'm not making fun of them just to make fun of them. But, you know, a lot of these young people dressed up, trying to look really, really, really businesslike or just really, I don't know what they want to call it, political or mature or whatever, and listening to the conversations, and the conversations just being so authoritative, yet not having a clue. And again, mind you, I'm not making fun of them. I'm just, it was kind of funny to see it happen. It was interesting to listen to it and listen to it play out, listen to these conversations play out. But at least they were willing to engage, unlike a lot of others. And the thing that I always loved about going back there was I talked to these young people. They had no problem speaking at their schools or speaking out on their campuses or what have you. It was great. It was great to hear. It was great to see. You know, one thing, it passes Katie Hill thing, and others, if we still have some money left over or we get some more money in, I'd love to send some of these kids there next year. I'd love to send some of these kids to Patriot Academy, Rick Green's organization. Seriously, I mean, the teaching these young people, I keep calling them kids, they are kids to me, but these young people, how to stand up for their rights, that they have rights to stand up for, and they need to do it. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, and I think we need to do more of that. But we'll see how this plays out over the next few days. The one thing that Joe always has a point, a very strong point about, is that the idolization of Trump, the I won't say the worship of, I won't go that far with it, but the idolization of Trump is dangerous because you're putting your faith all in a man, one man. It can't be. It has to be a team. It has to be a movement. It has to be a group. You know, the reality is, I want you to think about something. If Trump doesn't run in 2024, who do we have? Right? I know we've talked about quite a few people. Right, but who do you really have anymore? Who has got the guts to pull it off? Who's got the skin to pull it off? Right? I mean, you see, you talk about things like Kristi Noem and people like that, but reality is, do they really want to do it? Do they really have it in them? You take one heck of a beat. I mean, run off a school board as a conservative Christian. My God, you would think I was advocating to skin cats alive in the middle of town square. Really, think about it. Think about what you see going on with you. You know, even here in my own little town, the city council members, what they go through, what they're called, what they're tagged as. Not cool. It's not right. I should say it's like, I'm not trying to talk like that, but it isn't cool. It isn't right at all. And these people beat their brains out, a lot of them beat their brains out to do the right thing. And then we got to listen to these, I'm not even going to call them science denies, they're just boneheads. Right? Telling us that gender doesn't exist in one speech, or I'll say in one paragraph in a speech, and then in another paragraph in the same speech, it tells how there's a gender wage gap. Well, which is it? Is there a gender? Is it not? Do I get to pick and choose whether I have a gender one day and I don't have another one the next day, and then I've got one that doesn't conform, so I'm gender nonconforming? I mean, think about this. Think about what they're telling you you can do. How crazy this gets after a while. You know, somebody's talking about violence from left to right, whatever. They just sent me this. It's a rumor on November 7, 1983, that the May 19th communist organization detonated a bomb in the Senate in an attempt to kill Republicans. Susan Rosenberg was arrested for this. She was pardoned by Clinton. She's now an administrator for Black Lives Matter. She does fundraising and administrative work for BLM. So I guess bombing the U.S. Capitol, specifically to kill Republicans, is different than the violence going on now, right? Seriously. We've heard about how these riots were the worst day in American history. What is the bombing of the U.S. Capitol? What is that? Just a minor event in history? Like the Capitol, you've never had sit-ins, you've never had... I mean, wasn't the White House burnt down at one time? I mean, I'm not going to go through all this, but you know what I'm saying. They just... this is all a matter of convenience more than anything else for them. And that's what's getting old. I was joking with somebody today saying, look, Joey B. Now, they were calling him a liar. I think that's wrong. He said, we didn't have the vaccine when we came into office. Even though he went, not that he went on record, he was shown in December taking a shot and another one in January before he was sworn in. So when he went into office, there were vaccines. I would submit to you, he doesn't remember when he said that. He had no clue what he was talking about. So maybe, you know, we got to be careful. Because maybe he wasn't lying. Maybe he really just didn't know. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have you, you know, just involved, engaged. Send me emails during the show or text messages. You know, and this is going to get crazier. This is going to get crazy because we are not strategic as conservatives. We are reactionary. We sit back and think, not that everybody thinks like us, because I don't believe we're that stupid, but we do sit back and we think that, okay, this is too crazy for somebody to do, so therefore we don't believe they'll do it, so we're not going to talk about it. We're not even going to concern ourselves with it. And what happens? Exactly that. It does get crazy. It does get out of hand. And then we start screaming and yelling and doing the whole, you know, look, when Obama got into office, just like the left does, but our people don't work the same way. We kept talking about how the economy was going to crash. We kept talking about how life was going to come together. They were going to come knocking on our doors to get our guns. That they were going to do away with Captain back then. Well, none of that really happened. All right? Seriously, none of that really happened. They didn't come up my street, knock on my door, and take our guns away. Okay, the economy did not tank. It was bad, don't get me wrong, but not the way they were talking about it. You know, they were talking about a collapse of biblical proportion. The dollar wouldn't be worth anything anymore. We have to stop doing that. We have to stop being the drama queens. Yeah, I said it, the drama queens. We've got to be factual, emotionless when it comes to these kind of things, and nail them on their own stuff. Hey, Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live and hopefully at other stations across the country. And I do appreciate your time with me. If your station's not carrying the show for the third hour, shame on them. Tell them I said so. You can grab us online at TheRealSide.com. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.